Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 27, 1805. Lewis arrives at the Three Forks. Traveling upstream through the gates of the mountains and over the rough plateaus above the canyon has exhausted the members of the Corps. When the separated parties emerge on the Three Forks valleys, they are quite relieved to find themselves on more level ground. Choosing which fork to follow and finding the Shoshone Indians remain matters of some urgency. Captain Lewis writes today,
"We set out at an early hour and proceeded on but slowly. The current still so rapid that the men are in a continual state of their utmost exertion to get on, and they begin to weaken fast from this continual state of violent exertion. At the distance of 1 3/4 miles, the river was again closely hemmed in by high cliffs of a solid limestone rock, which appear to have tumbled or sunk in the same manner of those described yesterday. The limestone appears to be of an excellent quality of deep blue color when fractured, and of a light lead-colored where exposed to the weather. It appears to be of a very fine grain in the fracture like that of marble. We saw a great number of bighorn on those cliffs. At the distance of 3 3/4 miles further, we arrived at 9 a.m. at the junction of the southeast fork to the Missouri, and the country opened suddenly to extensive and beautiful plains and meadows, which appear to be surrounded in every direction with distant and lofty mountains. Supposing this to be the Three Forks of the Missouri, I halted the party on the larboard shore for breakfast and walked up the southeast fork for about 1/2 mile and ascended the point of a high limestone cliff from whence I commanded the most perfect view of the neighboring country. I descended the hill and returned to the party, took breakfast and ascended to the southwest fork 1 3/4 mile and encamped to wait the return of Captain Clark. At 3 p.m. Captain Clark arrived very sick with a high fever on him and much fatigued and exhausted. I prevailed on him to take a dose of Rush's pills, which I've always found sovereign in such cases, and to bathe his feet in warm water and rest himself. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 27, 1805.
Clark told Lewis that he was very unwell last night, but determined to pursue his intended route to the Middle Fork, and accordingly set out across the prairie in great pain. The limestone in the area belongs to the Mission Canyon or Lodgepole limestones of the Madison Group. Today, it is processed into cement at a mill in Trident, Montana. Tomorrow, naming the three rivers.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.